your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who's serving as a missionary there in Durres. Father Cost's preaching is entitled, The Mystery of Faith.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus' disciples said to him, Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover? So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, The teacher asks, Where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there. So the disciples set out and went to the city, and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them and said, Take, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the word of the Lord. Every time I celebrate Mass, when I pronounce the words of consecration that turn the bread into the living body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the wine in the chalice into his living blood, and in my hands I have Jesus the Christ, truly alive as he is alive now at the right hand of God, his and our Father, I am greatly impressed as I proclaim the words, the mystery of faith. A thought frequently crosses my mind. The Church is truthful. She does not cheat us into believing anything or everything. She tells us simply and truly the mystery of faith. Our living Lord, really present on our altars, given to us as food, is indeed the mystery of our faith. It is not just one mystery among many others. As Vatican II reminds us, the Eucharistic sacrifice is the source and summit of the whole Christian life. Let us turn to Christ's words as he tells his disciples and the crowds, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is what makes the Eucharist the mystery of faith. Jesus spoke these words after feeding the large crowd who first wanted to make him king. And when he withdrew by himself into the mountain, they continued to search for him. When they found him on the next day, they asked him for a sign. They mentioned the manna Moses gave their ancestors in the desert. And Jesus answered, saying, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Matthew tells us that during the Last Supper, while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. He did not need to explain himself at that most solemn moment, just before setting out from the Paschal meal which he had eagerly desired to eat with his disciples before his suffering, to the crucifixion. All of them had stayed with him when Jesus said he was the bread of life, even though at that moment they did not understand his words. Indeed, this is the mystery of faith. It is a mystery, because our minds, so very human and limited, cannot fully understand it. That is why the Church proclaims it as the mystery of faith. Only by the gift of faith can we accept what we proclaim with regard to the Eucharist. Today's solemnity helps us to express our faith in the Eucharistic Christ. It tells us that, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the bread and wine we offer on our altars become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. There is no way in which we can prove that the words proclaimed by the celebrant really perform the miracle of the Eucharist. That is why St. Thomas Aquinas invites us to let our faith supply what our feeble senses lack. This is our way forward, for we find ourselves in the same situation as that of the disciples and the crowds when they heard Jesus say that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. John tells us that the people found Christ's teaching difficult and asked themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They said, "Who can accept this teaching?" Jesus only repeated his teaching, saying, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." When many of the disciples could not accept this teaching and no longer followed him, Jesus challenged the 12 apostles and asked them, "Do you also wish to go away?" He did not explain what humans could not understand, but asked them to believe. Simon Peter's answer is a declaration of faith. "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." This should be our response when doubts about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist arise, as they are bound to if our faith is intelligent and healthy. For faith is not intended to stop our minds from asking questions, even difficult ones. Perhaps how is not the question to ask, but rather who and what. Who said these words? This is a most important question. The one who spoke these words is the Word of God, true God, through whom all things came into being. And he is true man, the Son of Mary, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. His words then have creative power. What is he saying? That he gives himself up to us as food for our journey on earth towards heaven. He gave himself in the sacramental form of bread and wine, so as to lower himself to our level of understanding, and he gave himself in much suffering and death on a cross, a witnessing of immense love. We take his words as true, for he is the truth. What are we to do if we do not understand the how of the mystery? What do you do when you see a rainbow in the sky? Do you waste that magic moment trying to understand how it is produced, or do you allow your heart to rejoice in its beauty? It comes naturally for us to share our joy and point the rainbow to others so that they also may enjoy its magic. This is what we are to do with regard to the Eucharist. Believe the one who operates the miracle and enjoy the Eucharistic moments through communion, adoration, and personal contact with the one who loves us so much that he gave up his life so that we may live our life to the full. And we should let our light shine so as to witness to our faith and our joy and our love for him, who is love itself.